Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones, who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. Dalit. My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. In this section, we have a very important principle for properly reading and studying the Holy Scriptures. We are to ask God to open our eyes to the wondrous things that are in his law. We need him to teach us his statutes. We need him to make us understand. The Bible is an extraordinary book. The fact that it is inspired by God, that it reveals the inexhaustible character of God, it unfolds his plan, has the power to convert the human soul, and it accurately predicts our future, makes it an amazing book. Because of the supernatural character of this book and because of the sinfulness that is still within us, we need God to open up the scriptures for us. We need him, we need the Spirit of God to illuminate the Bible so that we can understand it and know how to apply it correctly in our lives. So when you read the Bible, take the time to ask God to open your eyes. Read, in other words, read Scripture in reliance upon him. Read Scripture prayerfully and allow God to teach you as you do it. Let's pick up at verse 33. Hey, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Wow. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. I will keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings and shall not be put to shame, for I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. I just want us to note the attitude here that the psalmist had towards God, toward God's word. He said that he observed it with his whole heart. He delighted in God's commands. He wanted his heart to be more and more inclined to God's word. He said that God's rules were good. He longed for God's precepts. He trusted in God's word. He hoped in God's rules. He sought God's precepts. He spoke of God's testimonies, and he loved God's commandments. See, this is the proper attitude or heart condition which we are supposed to have towards the scriptures. The word has brought us to life. It teaches us how to live before God in covenant faithfulness. It provides comfort. It provides encouragement. And it provides hope. It reminds us that we're forgiven by God. And it tells us about our future with the Lord forever and ever. It's nourishment for our souls. We need to learn from the psalmist how we are to regard the word of God and ask God, just as the psalmist did, to incline our hearts toward it more and more. In closing, I want to give a few further points of application and direction on how to move forward with reading Scripture. Many of you have expressed some difficulty in reading Scripture. Not so much just carving out the time to do it, although I know some people struggle with that. I would encourage you to make it a priority if that's the particular problem. But a lot of you have had a hard time getting something from the Word when you spend time in it. In other words, knowing how to read it and apply it to your life. And I want to address that this morning. Hopefully, I can give you a tool that will be helpful. Listen again to what these passages said. I will meditate on your precepts. That's verse 15. In verse 23, it says, your servants will meditate on your statutes. In verse 27, it says, I will meditate on your wondrous works. And then again in verse 48, I will meditate on your statutes. And so what I'd like to do is just encourage you to meditate on Scripture. And just so you know, I know you know this, but I'm not talking about sitting weird and chanting. I'm not talking about going into some, you know, other sphere of consciousness or any of that kind of crazy stuff. What I'm talking about is taking the time to really think about the content of Scripture. If you want to benefit from Scripture, please hear me. If you want to benefit from reading Scripture, it's going to take time and energy. You don't put those things into it, and you will not benefit from reading Scripture. It takes time and energy. Let me give you three practical ways to meditate on Scripture. Three practical ways to meditate on Scripture. The first one is to repeat a passage by putting a different emphasis on each part of the passage. This allows you to think through the implications of each word as you try to just chew a passage over and really think about what's going on there. And I want to just give you an example. I'm going to use a phrase from verse 23, if you want to look there. It's, your servants will meditate on your statutes. I want to just show you the effects of this. Maybe you'll just want to listen as I do this. I'm going to read the passage a number of times with a different emphasis on different words. Your servants will meditate on your statutes. You probably already have ideas in your head already just from emphasizing that word. Your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your servants 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 will meditate on your statutes. See, going through this process, if you do this at home, when you're reading the Bible in the morning, it's going to allow different ideas to jump off the text and teach you. In fact, many times you're going to say, you know what? I don't exactly know what that particular word means. I need to know what that word means. And you'll find yourself studying and looking things up and spending time in God's word, meditating on it and thinking through it and growing in your knowledge of Scripture. A second way to meditate on Scripture is to ask application-oriented questions about the text. Here are some examples. Does this passage show me something I should believe about God? Does this text expose some area of sin that I need to crucify? Does this text show me something about a decision that I need to make? Does this passage show me a commandment that I need to obey? Ask the text questions about where you're at in life. Finally, another way to meditate on Scripture is to commit it to memory. I read one guy who was talking about memorizing Scripture, and he said, if you ask Christians nowadays to memorize Scripture, they act like you're asking them to go and be martyred. You know, I don't know why it seems that we're so opposed to memorizing Scripture. We need to learn to memorize Scripture because, you know, what will happen in your life is there are going to be times when you face trials and there are going to be times when you face temptations. And it's one thing to have a general notion of God's will. It's another thing altogether to know exactly what God has said about that specific circumstance that you find yourself in, and to know explicitly what His will is because you know His word, because you have it hidden in your heart. It will give you strength and energy so many times to go through that trial or to overcome that temptation because you know exactly what God requires of you. Memorizing Scripture is a powerful way to have the word influence your whole mindset and your outlook on life. I encourage you to hide the word of God in your heart. One last thing this morning. On the resource table downstairs, I do this every year. There are Bible reading plans. If you do not have a plan for reading Scripture, there's a really easy one that you can always remember too. Don't forget about this Bible reading plan. It's where you start in Genesis and you read through to Revelation and you pick up where you left off the day before. Just read straight through. That's a very legitimate way to read Scripture. But if you don't have a plan, then I encourage you to pick one of those up. It will help bring some structure to your Bible reading time, and it'll give you something to make sure that you stay on track. I really, really want to encourage you to do that. That's my prayer, that we will be a blessed people as we seek the Lord through His word. Amen.